this episode, I'm going to talk about esports implementation at the school level and district level. The actual practice of a fully funded esports program will include curriculum for different classes, not just CTE courses. In this episode, we will cover getting started for those who have many limitations. Funding will be an important aspect as your esport program grows. This is how we were able to start the program in a limited environment. First, without administrative support, there is no esports program at the school district level. However, any program that benefits students will ultimately benefit the school district. Thanks to one school principal who submitted a proposal for an esports budget, we have accomplished 1 year of competitions. District funding will be necessary for the following. Teachers are already passionate about gaming. There has to be a stipend for them. Currently, we have a yearly stipend of $1,000 per coach at our district. Those who do not get paid through other after-school programs. Next is staff that will manage the program. In our case, I am the district esports coordinator. We are lucky enough to stream live. So we do have a stipend also for a shoutcaster or commentator. This is very important. Although this is a low impact program, consider a nurse. Finally, equipment that will be used is needed for the tournaments to be successful. At a school level, consider having fundraising available for esport clubs. They will need to eat at the tournaments after all. More than that, they will need equipment, club shirts, etc. In the U.S., two websites to promote at your school district are mrg.fyi/pledgesends and mrg.fyi/donorschoose. These websites will help individual teachers or esports coaches to have more funding sources. Next is the hardware and software. The school district should purchase enough equipment to hold a tournament in the school. To support diversity and inclusion, a great starting game that will support elementary to high school, that is a major esports game, is Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. Therefore, the hardware proposed in this case will be the Nintendo Switch. Approximately 5 Nintendos with 5 games and 10 Pro controllers should allow for a good tournament. The game setup and rules need to be considered and created in order to get the games started. In many cases, network security prevents video game access for online play. This setup allows for in-person matches, which do not require online gaming. Another is the bracket management system. There are many, but the two that I will recommend, because they are free, are start.gg and Shalong. Shalong is spelled like challenge, but with an O instead of the first E. Finally, purchasing access to streaming services to Twitch and YouTube will not be necessary, but if possible, a service like StreamYard can help. One final thought. Most tests are computer-based. Typing skills are necessary. The game that I will recommend for esports tournament is Nitro Type. It is a racing game that requires typing. It is web-based, but most schools' networks allow this type of online gaming.